Shalom, brethren. This is James Veremu from Chitungwiza, Zimbabwe. I'd like to greet you all saints in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as we thank the Lord for his grace he has bestowed upon us to give us yet another day that we may worship him. Even as we go about our daily chores, we want to commit our lives to him, that in whatever we do, all glory may be to his name, and that he may lead us and guide us in this life below. Yesterday, we shared about this topic of light. We saw that in the beginning, when the earth was without form or void, God spoke and said, "Let there be light." And out of that, everything came into being. So this morning, we want to continue, maybe with the same thought, as we read John chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Now, John here is writing, like Moses said, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Moses is bringing us down to the earth where God did what he did, which was done on the earth. But here John is going before there was anything, before there was the creation of the earth. It is said here, in the beginning was the Word. And you understand that the Word was the Logos, the manifestation of the great Elohim, who filled all time and space, who lived in eternity. In that beginning was the Word. And we are told in the book of Revelation that Jesus Christ is the beginning of the creation of God. And also, in this same book of John, in verse 12, we see that the scripture tells us that, was in verse 10, it says, when Jesus was in the world, with the world which was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to the world, for the world, for the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And those who received him received power to be called the children of God. But when he was in the world knew him not, yet he was in the world. So we can see that it is not just by his mere presence that he can be recognized. Because when you go back to Genesis, it says the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the deep. Yet there was still darkness. There was nothing that happened, though he was there. Until then he spoke. When he spoke, saying, "Let there be light," he was bringing that which was in him, that light, which was him, the light, which he brought out for an illumination that creation or that life can manifest. So here in the book of John, it says, he was the Word, he was God, and that Word in him was life, and that life was the light of man. When that light shines in darkness, darkness cannot comprehend it. So the life of God is light. Then we can say the light is the life. You cannot separate the light from the life. You cannot separate life from light. So this is the Word of God, which now is shining. The Bible here says it shines upon everyone, or it shines upon man. And then when it shines, the power of darkness is rendered null and void. So it is the power of the light that dispels all darkness and all things that pertain to darkness. In verse 6, then it says, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light." Now, here is the true light. The Bible says he was the true light that shines in darkness. And here it says, when John came, he came to bear witness of the light, but he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness to the light. So then who was John? It says he was a witness. How did he witness to that light? When you go to chapter 5 of the same John, in verse 33 says, "Ye sent men unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I receive not the testimony from man, but these things I say, that he might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light." So John came to be a witness. He was not that light. But yet the Lord Jesus Christ says he was a light. So being a light, he was witnessing to the true light. So the true light cannot be witnessed by darkness. The true light has got to be witnessed by a light. So it takes that illumination, like it said in the book of John, that light is the life of man. So we are brought to the light by the power of light. It's like when the sun comes out, it dispels all darkness. And when the sun sets, there is another light which illuminates the earth again. It bears witness that there is the sun. So the sun, the light that witnesses is the moon, and also the stars. They bear witness to the true light, which is the sun. Like Peter says that the scriptures or prophecy was like a light in the dark, which shines in the dark until the morning star rises in our hearts. So John came as a light to witness to that true light. So you can see the impact of the coming of the Lord was illuminated, was shown forth to the world by a ministry of John as a light to bring people out of light, out of darkness, into the light. In Matthew, in chapter 2, it also reads like this. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." So here we see, when Jesus was born, who is the true light, they had to be a witness that that light is now on the earth. And the wise men saw that light. They saw the star in the east to illuminate the way to the true light. So the true light is witnessed not by falsehood. It's witnessed not by darkness. It's witnessed by its own power, which is light. When we go back to the book of Genesis, when God said, "Let there be light," it says God then created the sun to be an illumination during the day, and in the night there would be the stars and the moon. And all these were for seasons, to determine seasons, days, nights, years. So the lights show forth and tell the time and the condition of the earth. When we see the shining of the moon, it's telling us there is darkness on the earth, yet there is coming the true light. We even have the evening light, the evening star, to proclaim that the sun is going down. We have the morning star, which declares the true light is coming. So the true light is witnessed by light. So was John, as a witness to the coming of the Lord, of the message by the Lord Jesus Christ. He came as a light, and that light was shining until the people could see or could recognize the sin that was in their life, and they repented. For the scripture says, when John came, he came preaching repentance, and the people came to him, even the publicans, even those who were living filthy lives, They came to him and were baptized, confessing their sins. So he was bearing the witness to the true light which was coming. And that light shined in the people until their hearts were prepared to receive the light. As it is, when the sun is coming up, there has to be that dawn which is witnessed by the morning star. It has got to proclaim, it has got to bring some light to the earth to show the true light is coming. So John was a witness that there was light. And as we saw that, the stars and the moon were put there for seasons. We read the book of Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 6. It says, "And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at the evening time it shall be light." Now, we see here another day, which is a gloomy day, which in which people cannot differentiate, is it day or is it night? It is a gloomy day. Nothing is showing forth the true situation. Then, this prophet said, in the evening time, it shall be light. And evening is determined by the sun again, as we saw in Genesis, that when God created, that was the first evening and day, you see. So, in the evening time, which is this very time we are living in, it is evening time, and the light came to shine forth, to lead us to the true light. So, in the evening time, there was a light to bring us to the true realization of the mind and the purpose of God in this our age. So we are led to the light by a witness that witnesses that true light is coming. Now, it does not end there. It goes on. When now that true light has come, it's like Jesus, when now he came, Mark says, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, as it was in the prophets, as it was said by the prophets. So he came as the truth or the fulfillment of the word of prophecy, because the prophecy is like a light in darkness that illuminates the room until the true light comes. So when he came, it had to be the fullness of the light of the prophets. So this is how we come to God. This is how we are given the life. Because John says, in him was the life, and the life was the light of man that shines, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. So our coming to God is witnessed by the scripture. It's witnessed by the word of God as it was brought by the prophets. And now in this our day, in the evening time, it has been light. What was that light? One of the stars of the seven which were in the hand of the Son of Man as he revealed himself to John on the Isle of Patmos. So it was this light that now shines to bring us into the fullness of that which was in the beginning, which was the Word, and the Word was life, the Word was the light. So we are brought into light by the message of light, illuminating in our lives that we may see the purpose of God and what God intends in this hour. When we read from the book of Revelation, chapter 3, in verse 14 it says, "And unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God." When God created, you know, the earth, let's look at the natural now. When God created the earth, the beginning thereof was by light. When he said, "Let there be light," then illumination came on a dark continent, on a dark earth, which was without form and void. That's our beginning of this phase of life on this earth. It was by the illumination of light. And then here we hear now that the Lord says he is the Amen. The so be it. He is the faithful and the true witness. Faithfulness is a commitment, is a surrender, so to speak, to bring out that which is needful. You know, it says the Lord is faithful to his word. So that his word can be manifested, it takes the faithfulness of God to his word. So here he is the true, he is the faithful and the true witness. John came as a light to witness that he was the light. Now when he comes, he is that true witness of that reality of the creation of God. That which God intended, that which God desires in our life, can now be manifest in our life by Christ himself being the true realization of the purpose of God in our lives. And he is so faithful. He is the Amen. He is so true, until nothing will come out of us but the true picture, the true desire, the true realization of the purpose of God in our life. That is done by the power of light. As it illuminates in the life of the believer to bring him not to something that looks like, not to something that is a figure, but to the true, the reality of the purpose, of the intention, of the very life of God. Because in the Word was life, and in that life was the light that illuminates. So when God deals with us, as he brings us by the illumination of the messengers, as God sends them, they are not darkness. They are a light to bring us to the light, because they are a witness that there is the light. Like the evening star, it illuminates the earth to give the earth hope that, don't you worry, the sun has gone down, but there is still light. So in this our day, the evening time, the evening star messenger came with a message to tell us, to show us that there is the true light. And then the message brings us to him who is true, to him who is faithful, to him who is life by the power of light. So we have received the light in this our age, as it was when he first came. The wise men saw the star, and they came by the illumination of the star. When they came to Jerusalem, they asked the priests, they asked the king, but because they were not a witness, they were not the light, they were not a light, they could not show them, they could not tell them exactly where the true light was. But when they left Jerusalem, that star which they saw in the east, it illuminated their way up to the place where the child was. So we are the product of the message. We are a product of the light, even in this our day, as the fivefold ministry, which is a light that brings the church to the true light. It illuminates the way. It shows forth the people or the church to enter into that true life, which is the faithful witness, a true witness of the reality of God in the life of the believer. May God bless you. Amen.